very much, colleagues, guests, and particularly the experts who are here with us. It's very important to discuss country case studies and experiences, especially in light of the panel that we heard in the morning. I would ask colleagues at the back to be a little bit more quiet, please. We are privileged to be joined today by three experts in this panel. It will be an open discussion. First of all, on my far right, Mr. Leon Alub, who is a principal economist of the Development Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean. He will have about 10 minutes for discussion to draw policy lessons on macroeconomy on the for the transition in the Latin American region and the Caribbean. On my right is Ms. Valérie Ducrot, who is the executive director of the Global Gas Center based here in Geneva. And finally, on my left is Mr. Mohamed Reda Kouguinon from Sonatrach. And I'm afraid I now know that he's the head of department for environmental management. I think I will give 10 minutes to each of the presenters. I understand there are no PowerPoint presentations, and I will be giving you a 2-minute warning on paper just as you speak. So we will start with Leon, please.
That you were going to ask the question. Okay.
I'm very happy to ask you the question. In what ways, and what is the specific example of the Development Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean providing concrete support, financing support to the countries of the region, and what are the major challenges in fossil fuel transition?